Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, is she the jerk for spending her tax refund on herself and nobody in her family?
It just sounds funny.
Yikes.
Mm-hmm. So what happened, though? Because that sounds wild.
She wants to know if she's the jerk. You can always submit them. Am I the jerk at 1037kissfm.com or slide into our DMs. A lot of people do on Facebook.
True.
Or like one woman who sent them to every inbox she could find and said, I'm sorry, I didn't know where to send, so I sent it to all.
She made sure we got that one.
We got it for sure.
We got it.
All right. Sheila wants to know if she's the jerk for spending her tax refund on herself. She said, I've been with my boyfriend for 11 years. We have two kids together. We own a house and have separate bank accounts, but we do split things and each pay our half. I got my tax refund 3 weeks ago and spent it all on myself. Mm. My boyfriend started asking where I got all these new things, like my purses, shoes, clothes, and I told him the whole story. He thinks I'm incredibly selfish and rude for not spending any of it on him or our kids. I say, my money, my choice.
Ooh-wee.
Am I the jerk for spending all of my tax refund on myself?
I mean, she went on a little shopping spree.
Wow. I mean, and
is it a little bogus? Sure. But is it unfounded?
If she was single, it wouldn't be bogus. I mean, look, I'm head of household. I spend all my tax refund on myself and my kids if I want. So what's the difference? If they have separate accounts, they pay bills, they both put in their half.
True.
Technically, she can spend her tax refund on herself, right?
Yeah. Yeah, no,
right?
You are right.
I don't know. I'm just thinking this out.
But they got two kids. They split finances.
And they're supposed to be a family.
So now
it's not about her.
Now, does he have to save his return, keep it, use it on the family? Or is he going to get to also spend it on whatever he wants?
Good question.
You know what I'm saying? Because she went up and said, all right, cool. What makes her the jerk is the fact that she didn't say anything. She almost did it secretively.
It's shady.
She did it secretively and then was like, oh, I wonder if he'll notice.
Mm-hmm.
He noticed, girl. He noticed.
And she's like, yeah, what of it?
What was her name? Sheila?
Sheila.
Sheila, you shiesty.
Sheila is, I just got all this new stuff and then waited for him to ask where I got it.
Mm-hmm.
Awkward.
And not that you have to buy him anything.
Yeah.
But the kids? You ain't getting nothing for the babe.
Well, I almost think, yeah, you could easily say you don't have to get him anything. But again, are you united or not?
Right.
And that, family or not? You're living separate lives.
It feels not in this scenario. Mm-hmm. But who's to say she already doesn't go above and beyond, buy the kids things?
See?
And this was mom's chance to get a little something.
That part too.
Who's to say that? Right? I don't know, bro. This was tough.
It is tough.
It could go either way. Either which way.
414-533-1037. Is Sheila the jerk for spending her tax refund fully on herself? She's been with her boyfriend for 11 years. They have two kids.
Long-term partner.
Long-term. They're together.
They're together.
They're married without the certificate.
Exactly.
So is she the jerk for spending the tax refund on herself? We will talk to you next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, Sheila got her tax refund and spent it all on herself.
Damn.
And nobody else, even though she's got a long-term partner of 11 years and they have two kids together. Nope, all on herself. Her boyfriend said, "Where'd you get that new purse?"
They got a house. They split the mortgage.
They own a house, yeah.
Bro, they got to pay bills. And she said, "Nah, I'm going to buy myself stuff."
No, thanks. All for me.
Must be nice.
Mm-hmm. Danielle and Ari are calling this morning. Let's pull them up. Danielle being the mother, Ari being the daughter. Hey, ladies.
Morning.
Hi.
The team duo. Which way are we going? Is Sheila a jerk for spending her tax refund all on herself?
Yes.
Even Ari said yes.
You ain't getting nothing for the babies.
Ari can't even file taxes yet, and she went yes.
She said, I don't know what the IRS is, but yes.
You don't want to know, girl. Trust me.
Avoid it as long as possible.
No, why? Yeah.
Okay, so I think she's the jerk because, like, obviously I'm a mom, and you do have to spend money on yourself sometimes. Yes.
Right.
But I mean, kids, they take a lot of money, and I mean, if she spent the whole refund on herself, I mean, that's kind of like a little, to me, selfish.
Yeah, maybe she's sick of spending money on the kids.
Right.
She said, listen.
Exactly.
It kind of makes you think, well, like, moms do deserve to have time, you know, for themselves. Yeah. But I mean,
part of the reason she got that return is because of the kid. You know that.
Exactly. I would have a lot of mom guilt. Like, even when I go to the store by myself and
Okay, Danielle, do you know why I'm fascinated by this? Is that I thought you would feel guilty towards your spouse, not the kid. I think it's interesting that Danielle's worried about hurting the kid's feelings.
Yeah. No, I get it.
No, the kid gets what they get, and they don't throw a fit. And that's it. I think it's interesting. You feel like it's more selfish towards the kid.
Yeah, I feel the same way.
Oh, yeah.
I do feel
the
same
when
way.
When did your parents ever get a tax refund and go, let me go buy you something? Never in your life.
I didn't know what a tax refund was.
No, I completely get it. And I don't know, but I feel some type of way, like, for the kids, you know? Like, the boyfriend, I feel like, you know, you work, you make your money. Yes, they do live together, but, you know, I don't know. I just think kids...
jerk because of the kids.
Jerk. Lock it in, Danielle.
She's saying if there were kids, probably it wouldn't be a jerk.
Right, exactly.
So that's what makes it for her. Okay.
Appreciate it, Danielle. Y'all have a great day.
Mm-hmm. You guys have a good day. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Melinda, our girl, got her own theme song by calling 5 days in a row. She's in Rochester. Yes, Rochester, Wisconsin. It's a place.
A real place. Morning, Melinda.
Hi, Melinda.
Hey, Ellie and DZ. How you doing?
You know, good. It's been a minute, Melinda, but you probably heard Danielle and Ari say jerk. Is Sheila a jerk for spending the whole tax refund on herself?
What'd you think?
No, not really.
No, I'll tell you why.
All right.
Just like Ellie said, did we ever grow up and our parents say, well, what can I buy you with my tax return?
Hell no.
True.
No.
But it's the spouse, though. It's the spouse. If I was in a long-term relationship and he spent all that money without me, it'd be on.
I'm not even going to lie.
I'd be like, really? You didn't even tell me?
It's the not telling that's like, why not?
Right, but the question was, is she a jerk for spending the money on herself? And that's where I kept going back and forth. Should have communicated with him. Mm-hmm. She should have said, did we agree that I spend my tax return on me and you, yours. I mean, we don't, like Daisy said, we don't know the whole story.
Right. Did they talk about it? Probably not.
No.
Probably not.
Clearly not.
Is she a jerk for spending it on herself?
Still no.
I don't think so.
Okay, Melinda.
Set it with her chest right down the middle. Thanks, Melinda.
Respect it. Have a great day.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Well, Rico's going to love this. Rico's in Milwaukee. Rico, guess what? You get to be the tiebreaker, my guy.
Awesome. Well, I think she's a jerk.
In reality,
you know, you should have spent at least a little bit on the kids, but if the guy's her boyfriend after 11 years, maybe he just needs to step it up a little bit, you know? You know, 11 years? Come on, buddy. Pop the question already, man.
Maybe they don't want to get married.
That's true.
Usually it's just a thing of paperwork. But, you know, I really do think she's a jerk. She could have gave at least a little couple toys to the kid. But the boyfriend, I don't know. He can do without it. If he works enough, he can get the money from his taxes.
And Rico brought it around and said, well, why isn't he proposed? Like, almost like the dude's a bad guy.
Buddy, 11 years. Come on, pick up the slack.
I don't know. I mean, someone who doesn't want to get married ever again, I'm like, I support it, man. I'm like, 11 years together sounds great to me.
I think they're good and happy.
They seem good and happy to me.
Yeah, it's gonna happen to me. You know? So yeah, I think she's a jerk for spending all the money. She could have at least shared it with her kids.
That part.
I have kids of my own, so I feel for Ari and last caller. Yeah,
Danielle, yeah.
Definitely. But yeah, she's a jerk.
Okay, Rico, standing on business.
All right. God bless y'all. Thank you.
Likewise, man. Peace.
So he said,
jerk.
Wow.
Yeah, sorry, Sheila.
She's
you shy
jerk for spending the whole tax refund on herself.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.